Once you reach adulthood and your height doesn't change anymore, your BMI is a reflection of whether your weight goes up or down. You can think of weight gain and loss in terms of energy, or calories, balanced on a scale. On one side of the scale are the energy needs of your body. There are three reasons your body needs energy, also known as energy expenditure. The first is your basal metabolic rate, or BMR, which makes up the majority of your calorie expenditure, approximately 70%, and is the calories that are needed to keep you alive. Think lungs breathing, heart pumping, etc. The next is called the thermic effect of food, TEF, which is a measure of the calories required to digest and absorb the food you eat. The TEF represents a small amount of energy expenditure, often about 10%. The final form of energy expenditure is the calories that you expend through physical activity. The calories expended through physical activity can vary greatly from person to person, but is commonly around 20%. On the other side of the scale are the calories that you eat, also known as energy intake. A person maintains weight when they are in energy balance, indicating that the number of calories eaten is the same as the number of calories expended. A person will lose weight when they are in a negative energy balance. This happens when a person's body is expending more calories than they are eating. A person will gain weight when they are in a positive energy balance. This happens when a person's body is expending less calories than they are eating.